All right, happy now to be joined by Chris Tolios, who is the coach at Ipswich High School's girls basketball. And, Chris, welcome to MSO.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys having me.
Well, listen, good start so far. I want to get to that, and you got a little bit of a break coming up, and here we are. I don't know. It's sort of like when we started with football back in the fall. It's the first time in a long time that things seem to be sort of normal. And I just want to ask you about how it's been, Coach, because I know last year was sort of semi-normal. Maybe tell me a little bit about the carryover from last year to this year, and then maybe a little bit about routine with the kids actually getting back to, as I said, some kind of normal situation.
Yeah, no, definitely. This is the first time I've coached a basketball game since 2019-2020 without wearing a mask.
There you go.
I have some juniors coming in, and it's the first time, like, I know what they look like now.
So okay.
But I had to take the precautions. You know, we were just happy to get out there and be able to play. So I, appreciate all the work that the superintendents, ADs, principals put into letting us play the last couple of years. But, getting back into the normalcy of things, there's no limitations on anything that we do with practice, bus rides, things like that. It feels like a normal season. So as last year, the season, the schedule was normal, but I think this year it kind of feels like old. So, I'm excited to do it. I think the girls kind of feel a little more normalcy as well. So it's, definitely good to be a part of that right now.
Yeah, there's not a lot of that fear and worry and all that other stuff involved, and kids are, having a pretty good schedule at school. I know there's a lot of crazy, weird sicknesses going around, but for the most part, that goes over pretty quickly. I was talking to the Newburyport hockey coach the other day, Paul Yamin, and he said he had 16 players sick last week. So, got to watch out for that stuff. How are your kids doing health-wise?
We're all right. We've had a couple girls out here and there for a day, 2 days. Our only senior, Emma Campbell, she caught something last week. She missed our first two games, but she's back. So nothing, it stinks not having her for a couple games, but, nothing that's, we haven't lost a lot of numbers, just, one here and there.
Mm-hmm.
We're battling through. We'll figure it out.
Okay, coming into preseason, what'd you have for tryouts and, how'd that go and who'd you end up with, some of the leaders you expect to be?
Yeah, so we're definitely interested in the tryout because we graduated 4 or 5 starters from last year.
Oh, wow.
So definitely some spots to fill. Some girls coming back. So we have a junior captain, Izzy Wetter. She showed up. She's gotten much better. Said it to her yesterday, from where she was as a freshman to where she's now as a junior. And, one of the reasons why she was named captain. Now we have her, Hazel Hogue, a sophomore. She's returning. She came on strong for us last year as a freshman. She got a lot of varsity minutes. Ella Stein, another junior. She's our only returning starter from last year. And then we have Charlotte Donahue returning, and then a freshman, Lucy Donahue, her younger sister's coming in. She came in real strong. She's going to make an impact real quick in this league. She's our first game against Georgetown. She led us with 17 points.
Mm.
She had 10 points. Excuse me, first game against Gloucester.
Mm-hmm.
She had 10 points against Georgetown. So, 2 games as a freshman, she's put in 27 points. So she's definitely going to. We're kind of running everything through her right now, so she
wow.
was not the biggest surprise because I've known her for a couple of years, but just good to see a young girl step in when we, we lose 4 starters, so we need those girls to step up.
Yeah, that's cool, especially so young. What style of play do you play on offense and then on defense, Coach?
We're definitely a motion offense. You screen and rolls. A lot of freedom in it.
Mm-hmm.
But we give them. We have a base. We have some set plays off the base, but really we give them options of things they can do. It's not always set. Pass here, screen here. Some freedom, some flexibility, and we just consistently go over that and hopefully, let them understand where the options are, what they can do, when they should do it. So that's kind of the approach on offense. Defensively, we've always been a big zone team, sprinkling some man-to-man there, but we'll do full court zone, half court zone. Just like to change it up a little bit, but definitely predominantly zone for the last couple of years. I think
mm-hmm.
our girls really bought into it. Kind of it's turned into our system. So, girls have been coming up through the program doing that. So it's worked out for us the last few years.
First two games sort of mirror images of each other. You beat Gloucester 42-27, and then Georgetown ended up on sort of a similar score against you guys. They won 46-32. Give me a highlight or two from each of those games from your kids. Tell me something positive about each of those games.
Georgetown was, Gloucester. I don't like doing that. Gloucester's first game was, it was our first game. It was their fourth game. You know, so I think one of the biggest concerns, but it's tough to get into basketball shape.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the thoughts with me is that they were going to be a little ahead of us there. But, our girls battled. They played really hard. Like I said, Lucy came in, had 17 points. We ran the offense pretty well for it being our first game. We only had one scrimmage. The other one got canceled in the preseason. So it was kind of our first time really out there playing.
Mm-hmm.
Ran the offense well. Lucy led the way. Hazel came in. I think she had 15 points right behind her. So, again, you know, when you finish your first game with a freshman sophomore being your two leading scorers, that's good for now. It's good for the future, too, you know. So that was exciting to see.
Mm-hmm.
Then we went into Georgetown. And that's a good team. Very much improved. They have new coaches who are doing a great job. They were scrappy. You know, we had had lead at halftime. We were tied in the fourth quarter. We just had a little bit of a second half letdown. Just didn't play great offensively, defensively. We kind of got caught up in the emotion of the game. And I think part of that is growing pains. You know, when you're young and you're not used to being in those competitive games, you know, the gym started to get loud. There started to be some emotion in there. It was, one of those things. We didn't play our best. We kind of played a little helter-skelter. We were all over the place, in the times where we needed to make plays. But again, I think that growing pains, they battled again. We just weren't able to make the plays that we made in the first game against Gloucester.
What did you use in practice from that game in terms of getting the kids to understand, maybe the speed of the game, the other team comes on strong in the second half, because it's obviously it's a teaching moment and you've got some talent there.
Yeah, and I think it was, from my perspective, it was more the physicality of it, the physical piece. Because again, I hate to beat a dead horse, but when we have young girls out there and we're flying up against seniors that have been playing varsity basketball for a long time, the game gets physical. And our lone senior, Emma, wasn't there, so we were playing freshman through junior.
Uh-huh, I see.
So it was more of the physical piece, but also it was a chance for me, we film every game. It was a chance for me to sit down with them and really show them everything that we've been talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's finally the chance to put an image with, what we've been coaching. And we say, do this. Well, here's what that looks like, be able just to catch that on film against another team. So it was the physicality piece, but again, it was just giving these girls a chance to see it, to understand, what it looks like in action.
Okay. Yeah, and you can't really have them sharpen their elbows like we could in the past, so I understand.
I try to bite my tongue when that one comes and get a rebound and swing it, but not anymore.
Oh, I know, and position and all that stuff. All right, Coach, finally, a good start, though, 1-1, and you're off until Tuesday with a holiday break here, and then you're in a tournament coming up. Tell me a bit about the holiday tournament.
Yeah, we're in the holiday tournament. We're in it every year. It's us, Triton, Hamilton, and Newburyport. Good tournament. It's all Cape Ann League teams, so teams we're familiar with, teams we know. We typically play Hamilton in that first round. They're hosting it this year. Every year it switches locations, so we're in Hamilton playing Hamilton. So that's always fun when anytime Ipswich plays Hamilton. So we get a taste of them early, and then depending on if we win or lose and what happens in the Triton-Newburyport game, obviously we get matched up with one of them. But just a fun term. It's kind of the start of the season.
Mm-hmm.
I know we've had two games, but that holiday tournament always kind of kicks it off because you get into your league play right away. You have two big games that count as league games. So it's kind of like, to me, this is when basketball season starts. It's fun. I think the girls like it. It's fun to get out there and play.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a little bit of something different too. It's a great atmosphere. Coach, good luck this week coming up. And keep us in the loop, and let's talk again soon.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chris, and have a great holiday. Take care.
You as well. Thanks.
Right, bye-bye. That's Chris Tolios, who is the coach at Ipswich High School. Coaches the girls' basketball team. They're 1-1. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.